Plus, July 21st, brought to you by K-State Credit Union and sponsored by Conn's United Way and Manhattan Broadcasting.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio with me is Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Assistant Director of EMS Josh Gehring. I'm Brady Bowman. Again, if you have any phone calls, any questions, comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Ben, we were just talking over break just a little bit, and we had a lot of this information in our morning show during our newscast this morning about the director search for RCPD. There's some community input meetings that have been scheduled, and I know you wanted to touch more on that.
Right. So I have the privilege of being on the RCPD director search committee. We have Craig Beardsley, the law board chairman, and Usha Reddy, city commissioner and law board member. And we have a few other people on the search committee from K-State and Fort Riley and Citizen at Large. And so one of our first tasks as the search committee was to find a consultant to help us with the search. And we received two bids from consulting firms, and we decided to go with McGrath Consulting, who has also worked with the city and county and police department on salary studies. But they have another division that's specifically focused on hiring directors for police departments and other emergency services. So that worked out well. They will be in town. Their team of consultants will be in town later this week, getting in, I guess, tomorrow evening, actually. And we'll have several focus group meetings and a couple public meetings, too. The main public meetings will be at 7 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. Thursday at 7 p.m. will be at the Manhattan Fire Department. Just an open meeting. They'll be asking questions about what the public wants to see in the next police department director, any characteristics or experience, things like that. And then the Friday night meeting will be at 7 p.m. at the Leonardville Community Center. Folks from Manhattan can still go to that if they want, if that works out better for their schedule. But we just wanted to get one in the Manhattan area and one further north county for the residents up there to be able to make it to. Yeah, then during the day they'll be doing other focus groups with like Chamber of Commerce and Business Associations, or with schools, or with K-State, or police department employees. Wednesday evening they'll have a meeting with local elected officials, where we'll have the township officials, cities from all the cities in the county, and yeah, the county commission and law board invited to that. And yeah, so just a variety of focus groups, especially the two public meetings on Thursday and Friday. If anyone's interested in coming, that would be great. We will also have a link to a feedback survey on the county and city websites. It's not ready to go yet, not live yet, but it should be in the next few days or week. For anyone that can't make it to these public meetings, do you have a venue of submitting comments that way of what they'd like to see in the next police department director?
It's Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson here on In Focus. Also got Assistant Director of EMS Josh Gehring in the studio. And Ben, looking at this RCPD director search, as we reported in early February, Director Brad Schoen announced that he would retire at the end of this year, thus causing the need for the search for a new director. And you said you're on the law board, and you said you're on that search committee. When it comes to the qualifications that you're looking for and what you're looking for in a new RCP director, what are some of those attributes?
Well, definitely strong law enforcement experience, someone that has ideally managed a department or at least had a good supervisory role in a police department and understands how to run a police department. Of course, someone with high moral character, someone that won't be prone to any scandals, or just somebody that would have a really top-notch reputation, someone with good skills for communicating with various community groups and outreach to the community. I know a lot of police departments around the country have some tension, especially between African Americans in police departments or minorities generally in police departments. And I want to make sure we have a director that can bridge that gap well and, kind of put everyone at ease and run a very professional department that doesn't have any issues with, race relations or abuse of power or anything like that. And I'm not saying those are problems right now, but I just want to make sure that we can have a very professional police department with a top-notch director.
To remind folks, you can call in with any questions, comments, or concerns, 75-537-1350. Here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson. We also got Assistant Director of EMS Josh Gehring in the studio. If you have any EMS or ambulance-related questions, and Ben, again, going with the director search, that's something that will be ongoing throughout the year. We're really just kind of getting into really the core of the search process right now. What type of have you seen any applicants yet? Have you heard about a lot of interest so far in the position?
We haven't really advertised the position yet. Once the consultants compile all the input from the public in our focus groups, then they'll put together a job description, advertise it. Of course, it'll be open for a few weeks or whatever, and we'll receive applications at that point. And then I can't remember exactly when it was on the schedule, but we'll have the consultants come back to town to do interviews with candidates. And the candidates, the top few candidates for the position, will get to meet with the community and community leaders here, do some assessment exercises to determine who would be the best fit, and of course direct interviews also at that point. And then based on how that goes, the law board will make a decision on which candidate to hire. So hopefully we can have someone hired by this fall, maybe October, so that they can have a couple months to kind of train in and learn the ropes while Director Schoen is still here before the transition is completed.
And with that, and just to double check on something you just kind of just said, so the initial wave, I guess, of applicants, when it gets to that point, they'll meet with consultants first, and the consultants will whittle that down, and then what's whittled down from that first wave will then move on to the community and the law board.
Right. We have asked that the consultants give us a list of everyone who applies, and I think that would include like the resume and such, just so we have an idea of all the applicants, but they will make a recommendation of the top like four or five or six for us to do the more intensive interviews and meeting with the community and make the decision among those.
Let's get Assistant Director of EMS Josh Gehring in on this discussion just real quick. And Josh, you can maybe explain a little bit. There is a close partnership with EMS services and the RCPD, correct?
Certainly, yeah. We interact with them daily, and I think we work very well with them, and they work very well with us. They're an extremely professional organization, and in my short tenure here, I've been nothing but impressed with the way they conduct themselves and, top down. So it's an impressive organization to get to work alongside with, and I've enjoyed it immensely.
And Ben, just real quick before we go to our last break, just one other thing I just kind of want to rehash on just a little bit when it comes to this director search, as the thought now just escapes me what I was going to ask you. With that, let's go ahead and go to a break, and then maybe I'll remember over break what I was going to ask you. Live radio, folks. More In Focus coming up after the break.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.